I'm Samuel Gordon. Salvage crews are preparing for their second attempt to refloat the massive coal carrier Panshabolka stranded off Nobby's Beach at Newcastle. The crews are trying to replace two towing cables and a sea anchor that snapped under the strain of a salvage operation that began on Thursday evening. The crews will wait until high tide at 8:13 tonight Newcastle time to start trying to swing the bow of the ship from the shore out towards the open sea. Emergency workers are sandbagging businesses and homes at Lake's entrance in Victoria's East Gippsland, as fears grow that floodwaters are rising again, pushed by high tides. 54,000 sandbags were moved to the lakes area yesterday to protect businesses and houses from the area's worst floods in 17 years. Residents of Lake's entrance fear a return of up to a metre of water that flowed into the township from the Gippsland Lakes at high tide last night. Pennsdale Emergency Officer Doc Doherty on the latest conditions.
It's been fairly settled overnight. Water levels have remained fairly constant and at this stage are holding. They're going to remain high for a while. There's definitely a lot of monitoring still going to be required over the next 24 hours or so to make sure that we don't have any further issues.
Meanwhile, the Victorian Government has pledged $500,000 to Gippsland farmers affected by the flood emergency to buy emergency fodder for their livestock. British police are appealing for public help to find out who's behind two massive car bombs discovered in London's entertainment district. Police were able to defuse the two explosives rigged Mercedes parked during the night near Piccadilly Circus and Trafalgar Square and set to cause carnage. Counter-terrorism experts say the plan resembles tactics used in Iraq. The find raises the spectre of Al-Qaeda-inspired attacks returning to the British capital 2 days after a new government's taken power. A team from the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, says an agreement is in the works for North Korea to shut down its reactor at Yongbyon. Inspectors have been touring the facility for the first time since they were kicked out in 2002 at the beginning of the latest crisis over North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Priscilla Huff has more.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says it has reached an agreement in principle on shutting North Korea's nuclear reactor at Yongbyon. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog team in North Korea says they are satisfied with their tour of the nuclear site and the North Koreans have been extremely cooperative. Olli Heinonen of the IAEA gave few details about the deal, saying it's up to the nations of the six-party talks to decide on the timing. Already, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has expressed her hope of rapid progress toward Pyongyang meeting its actual obligations. The board of the IAEA will receive a full report on the Yongbyon nuclear reactor next week. Priscilla Huff, Australian Independent Radio News at the United Nations.
Three men have been arrested on drug and weapons charges at a service station on the New South Wales Central Coast in an undercover drug sting. Police allegedly uncovered 11.5 kilograms of ecstasy, two pistols, ammunition, a large sum of cash and a small amount of cannabis. And more than 700 polling stations have opened across East Timor, where 500,000 voters will elect a new government in a ballot closely monitored by international observers. This is Air News.
Now the latest from Air Sport.
A short time ago in the AFL, Geelong were leading Sydney 31-13 late in the first quarter. Later this afternoon, Fremantle host Carlton at Subiaco, then tonight it's Brisbane versus Port Adelaide and the Saints hosting the Tigers. Last night, Essendon defeated Melbourne by 2 points, 125-123. The Rabbitohs defeated the Knights 28-25 in the NRL last night. The early match this evening is the Titans up against the Warriors and later the Panthers are at home to the Broncos. Meanwhile, Queensland forward Jacob Lilleyman has been ruled out of the third State of Origin match with a fractured eye socket. The Maroons have delayed naming a replacement until tomorrow. In tennis, top seeds Roger Federer and Justine Henin have moved safely into the fourth round at Wimbledon with straight sets wins on day five of the championships. Leighton Hewitt faces Guillermo Canaz of Argentina for a place in the fourth round tonight, and 35-year-old Australian Wayne Arthurs will take on Swede Jonas Bjorkman in a third round battle of the veterans. Bringing you the World Australian Independent Radio News.